Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you imagine that you're a chemist in your life and you're just doing these wonderful things, but all of a sudden you get this disease? This particular disease is called retinitis pigmentosis, where all of a sudden the photoreceptors that pick up light in your eye begin to just to die off because of this disease. Well, this happened to a man named Alan, 68 years old, where he literally became completely blind. Yet while he was blind, he taught himself how woodworking. Is that amazing? But guess what? The Mayo Clinic, who does so many wonderful things in our nation, put a device on him that helped him to be able to see. And some, you have to understand, he was totally, completely blind. But they put this device on him, and you're about to see him, Alan, for the first time in many years, being able to see an image somewhat of his wife and notice her. Matter of fact, take a look.
Oh, okay. It's going to take... Yes, it's going to take interpretation of the shape of the light that's flashing.
That's right.
Okay, because it's a pulsing light. It's that's not right. Like regular vision where it's constant. It's the flash, and I've got to be able to interpret the changes in
that's
that shape.
Exactly right.
Okay, let's do it again. Let's do it again, okay? All right.
Yes. Okay. oh, how are I picked you up. Oh.
God bless you.
It's crude, but it's significant. You know, it'll work.
There we go. There we go.
More to your left. Mm-hmm.
There!
Yeah!
What do you see?
Well, it's going to take a lot of training.
Does that not move your heart? Is it just so encouraging to see such an invention of that take place? This man could not see anything. And now for the first time in a long time, the wife that he loves and that he married, he's able to see somewhat, you know, of her being there. That's just a huge thing. You see his heart just kind of melted. It makes me think about this, you know, even in the fact that you know, this is what the Word of God says in the Gospel of John. He says that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And he came into the world and his light shined, but men were in darkness. They couldn't understand the light. They couldn't see the light. But when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you know what happens? Just like Alan right here, all of a sudden you're able to see things you couldn't see before. We're going to be talking about that today. That's so important to understand. Just as all of a sudden, it's like one moment you're blind, and the next moment everything kind of makes sense. Now you understand what God was saying. Now you're able to receive the truth and what's taking place and how God forgives you and God restores you. And you got literally almost like Alan that you are able to see. And it's amazing. In addition, we're going to be talking about in just a moment that's what Mayo Clinic did. They were able to help him somewhat see. But we serve a God who completely, 100%, can heal blinded eyes.
That is so exciting, wasn't it?
That's awesome.
To see John go through.
Alan.
I was looking at you, I guess. And to be totally blind. And first of all, I think these doctors are amazing that are
working tirelessly.
It makes me think of Israel and all the things that they've invented. But to work that hard to help someone see. And we take so many things. For example, when John and I were just talking about the other day, that, you know, the fact that I have an extra 8 inches higher, I'm taller than by eight inches. And all the things he has to do because he's not as tall as me.
I don't think we were talking about that.
I was just surprised at
what you can see.
The control room says 12 inches. I'm sorry. But you don't even think about that. You just don't even think about that. You know, and I had to like, Lord, I'm just thank you for that I'm 12 inches taller than John. But the you can see so clearly. And then you see Alan here that he couldn't see.
No.
And every day, how many people are using their eyes for things you shouldn't use them for, or not even paying, or complaining about them, or, oh, I got a headache. And it's like, hey,
you can see.
And he was able to see you know, his wife, I mean, you could kind of make her out with those pixels. They were big, huge pixels. But now I remember when I didn't know the Lord, and you don't know when you're blind and you've always been blind, you don't know you're blind.
Yeah.
Now, he knew he was blind because he was a chemist, and then he got the disease that began to take away parts of his eye, that deteriorated parts of his eye. So he couldn't see. So he knew what sight was like. But imagine being blind your whole life. I mean, your whole life. So you never knew what sight's like.
Mm.
So you really don't know you're blind. I mean, you don't know life outside of that. Then all of a sudden you can see, and the shock that you have. Well, Jesus, think about it, the creator of the world, God. He created and he knew you before he created the earth. He said before the foundations of the earth was laid, he knew you.
Mm.
And think about this. He created everything, and he wanted to have a relationship with the men and women he created. Long story short, you know, we sin, we fall, and we separate ourselves from God, and God sent his son as light into the world so that we could see again because we were in darkness. And 1 John, the Gospel of John, he says, not 1 John, but the Gospel of John, and this John was the one that laid his head on Jesus' chest. So he was so close to the Son of God that he could hear the heartbeat with one ear and hear his voice with the other ear. That's how close he was to God. And he said that Jesus came into the world as the light of the world. He's the light of the world. And it shined. He shined. His light shined in darkness because there's no darkness in God. But people were in darkness. They didn't even understand that. Some of the scripture says the light shined in darkness, but the darkness couldn't comprehend it. In other words, where Alan was able to see, somebody puts a device on you and you still can't see.
Mm.
And so, but when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that light of God comes to dwell inside of you, that God's Spirit dwells inside of you. And just as dramatic as it was for Alan to begin to see, that's the way it was for me. I mean, I didn't know until I said yes. I was riding down the road on patrol as a deputy sheriff, 2 o'clock or so in the morning, listening to Marvin Gaye or something, you know, and cranking up my music in my sheriff's department's cruiser. And furthest thing from my mind was the Lord. But you know what? The light called my name. Mm. God called my name. Probably because nobody else probably thought I could be saved. But he called my name. He just drew me to himself. And all of a sudden, you know, I was drawn to the light. I was drawn, not tunnel with light at the end of it. I was just this knowing, like Alan knew, you know. I just like had this drawing to get close to God. I wanted to know something about God. And I pulled my cruiser over and Pastor John Kilpatrick's church parking lot years ago. And he was pastoring Brownsville Assembly before the revival then. And didn't know all that. I wasn't a church person, you know. That was them folks. Anyway, so and I'm trying to find a Christian radio station. Look at that. Light. Now I'm trying to listen to music live, trying to find media, and whoever thought I'd be in media today in the radio. And I'm looking back then, Christian television or radio, especially television, but radio didn't come on until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And so I call the dispatcher because I didn't know where Christian radio stations were. And I said, do you know where Christian radio station is? And she says, yes, it doesn't come on until 6 o'clock. This is what. So I sat in that parking lot, hungry for God, turned on that radio and waited for that Christian music to come on. And it was not the music we listen to today. But I loved it because it was Jesus music. You know, it was about Jesus. Yeah. It was like the quartet stuff and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
Stuff Pat likes.
Huh.
And so I was just drawn to God. And I looked up on that sign. And the sign said, I'm a single guy, right? It says, dinner Thursday night. I'm like, oh my goodness. This is God. They're going to feed me. Right? I'm going to go to this place right here. And God knew. I mean, God had a destiny for me. But, you know, I responded to the light.
Mm.
When the light shined in my life, when God called my name, I said yes. And you know what? I made him the Lord of my life, and all of a sudden I began to see. I was so different. You know, you're kind of walking your journey out. But I remember a deputy looking at me. I remember a deputy looking at me across the table at a coffee shop at like 2 or 3 in the morning. And he just says, it was a sergeant. He said, you are different. You know, and you're a brand new believer, you're thinking, man, I'm a mess. Right.
Yeah.
And so, but and he goes, you are different. And he was looking, you know what he was saying? He was seeing the light of God in my life. They began to call me the preacher man over the airways of the radio. You know, he's the preacher man. they thought it was a negative thing. I was like, I'm not a preacher. My goodness. I just met the Lord. I'm trying to stay right. And so, but God, they saw the light of God in my life. I remember I was booking a particular man who'd been arrested, and I was taking him to the booking, and another deputy was at the very north end of that county, of Escambia County, Florida, and that's a long ways to Century from Pensacola. You can check it on
that's
Google
a
Maps.
Drive.
But he heard that I was there in the booking. Now, I know the light, and the light of God is shining in me, but I'm learning how to be a disciple. I'm still learning the Word of God, and you know, thank God for Pastor John Kilpatrick, who's ministering in my life at that time. And with that, he drives all the way from Century to Booking to sit beside me by the light that was in me to ask me about his marriage, because he was going through a difficult time with his marriage. And he was saying, and he turned to me, and I'm like, at that time, I didn't realize he's turning to the, he sees God's light inside of me, and that there would be hope in Christ. And I just saw that again and again and again. And just like Alan was blind, and then he began to see. You see the emotions, because just all these emotions come up. That's how it was for me.
Yeah,
I will never forget. I was so, I am so in love, but I went from like zero knowledge of the light to just wanting to read the. I'm an American, so I was like, read the whole Bible, right? And I grabbed a simple English version of the Bible and read the whole New Testament all the way through rapidly. I couldn't wait to get off of patrol to get back home to just know more about God. And But what happened was, I was blind, and so I had no concept I'd never seen before in the context of God. So it wasn't like where Alan seen once and then he's seeing again. He could relate the two. I had no. It was the most. It is the most awesome thing that's ever happened, and it can happen to you. You can make Jesus Christ the light of the world. I mean, is God shining in your life, and you're not comprehending, or you're just kind of saying, "Well, maybe tomorrow." Listen, the Spirit of God will not always contend with man. That's God saying, do you want to come after me? When you are just like Alan, you can't see, and all of a sudden you can see, there is a place that will give you vision that you can see, that your mind will no longer be blind. You can be seeing with your eyes, but your mind just can't see. Scripture says that their minds are blinded by the god of this world. But a blind eye is one thing, but a blind mind is another thing. Because a blind man who's blind with the eye can be saved, but a blind mind can't be saved. But once you know the light, once you receive the light, once you say, God, I want to make you, I want Jesus, I want to accept you as the Lord of my life, and you invite him in, he comes and he dwells with you, and the light is in you. You can just make that decision right now. So I was on patrol. I mean, think about it. I was on patrol, you know, listening to Marvin Gaye, riding down the road at 2 o'clock in the morning on, if anybody's in the familiar with the Pensacola area, a mobile highway, you know, and then God calls my name. I really believe it's because probably nobody thought I could be saved. And, but God loved me. And so all of a sudden I just came to God and God transformed my life. Has it been a journey? Yeah. Have I made mistakes? Yeah. But you know what? I can see that there are mistakes now. I didn't know there were mistakes. Prior to that, I just stayed in darkness and didn't know it and probably loved darkness. But now that I can see where I've made mistakes. I can see where I need to repent. I can see where God's light shining on my life and on decisions that I can repent and turn to God. It's a powerful thing. How would you like to have your sight? You do that by making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Listen, I met God through his son, Jesus Christ. You can do that today. We shared our stories at meetmyfather.org. It's so simple. But it is powerful. Just like one moment Alan couldn't see and he could, this is could be your moment where tears start coming down your eyes, where you start saying, I was blind, but now I see. It's meetmyfather.org. We shared our stories, a couple of us, so you can see the journey we took to meet our Father. Listen, you've got to meet him. Well, we're talking about, you know, Mayo Clinic, which we appreciate Mayo Clinic and everything they're doing. That was powerful to see Alan get his vision somewhat back. We talked about also about that was my experience. And obviously, John had to tell an experience like that too when he didn't, when he
gone.
Was, well, he was always not tall, but he was like, but it was powerful.
But I was lost.
It's a powerful transition. But listen to this, that's spiritually blind, and all of a sudden you can see when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, the light comes and dwells in you. As a matter of fact, the darker it gets, he says, listen, thick darkness is over the earth, gross darkness is over the people, but we are the children of the light. That we're called to go and shine the light. He says, let your light shine so that other men can see your light and give God glory. The darker it gets, the brighter you'll look. As a matter of fact, for our partners, we have it right there for you in the VFN TV partners area. It's called Children of the Light. This is a now word because it is going to get darker, but it's going to get more awesome, more fun, more exciting, and powerful in the kingdom of God. What men are trying to imitate, God can do automatically. Mm-hmm. But, okay, that is a Mayo Clinic doing a great job of giving this man some sort of ability to kind of, you know, see some things mechanically. But, you know, we serve a God that still heals blinded eyes. We serve a God, and we have testimony after testimony of the miracles that God has done. I mean, it was amazing. Right here in the studio, we had an encounter with a mountain meeting with Awakening Healing on the Gulf Coast, and we saw knees healed, elbows healed, all kinds of different
things. All kinds of things. Yeah, it was amazing.
18-plus miracles taking place. Did you know that? And by the way, it's cheaper than insurance and going to Mayo Clinic. Watch this. This is a man who is a Muslim man. But once he met the power of God and he was healed, his eyes were open physically. His spiritual eyes were open because he made Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. Take a look.
On a Friday, we had walked around our entire center. And we were trying to, change the atmosphere in the spirit realm. You know, the witch doctors were trying to kill me again, and I didn't like it. And I felt like we needed to, you know, break something in the spirit. And then he brought me this blind guy who just wanted 50,000 mats, which is about $2. He was really hungry and he wanted money. So I'm praying, you know, and I'm having a great time. I'm walking and praying, and I'm just taking my time. And I also learned this from Bill, you know, check, see how they're doing. So I'm like, okay, I really did. So I said, how are you doing? And I stick his face into the sun. Can you see that? Right into the sun, flat out, look up. He said, no, I'm blind. I said, okay. Kept walking, stick his face into the sun again. Can you see that? No, I said I'm blind. I want 50,000 mats. I said, all right. So I prayed, I soaked him, and he was just, couldn't see the sun. Nothing, not a bit of light, no shadows, nothing, white eyes. I said, here's your 50,000 mats. Gave it to his friend. You know, they have little boys that show him where to go. Said, here you go. I said, come back Sunday and see. He said, okay. Just like that, okay. And off he goes. Here he comes Sunday, but he didn't come alone. Now, isn't that nice? If God's going to show up, you might as well bring a friend. So he brings his friend. Now, they didn't come really. I don't know if they came to see. I think they just came so they could each get 50,000 mats. They both wanted money. So there they were. And at the end of the service, and we didn't have any razzmatazz really, did we? We're just dirt in a tent and dirt. A lot of dirt. We just prayed for him. The first guy said, oh, the one who couldn't see the sun. He just said, oh, yeah, I can see great. Okay. He's looking around. It's just great. Perfectly healed. Because it's perfectly healed. Just what, looking around. Yeah, yeah. I said, what about your friend? Prayed for his friend. He got healed too. Then we walked across the street. And in Jesus' name, their old life went in the water. They were both Muslims, by the way. They're both Muslims. They wanted Jesus. We walk across the street. This is just our Sunday morning testimony. Walk across the street. Put them in the water. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all the old life dies and up he comes. And he's looking around with this big grin on his face. This is great. And he saw. And they didn't even ask for 50,000 mets. They were just so excited. They could see. And they got saved. So they got double sight. Saved and healed. Isn't that neat?
so exciting.
Awesome.
So it's not only can Mayo Clinic help us out with our vision, not only can God save us through his son and forgive us and the light of God come live inside of us, but we serve a God who can heal blinded eyes. Mm. Like the man says, all I know is I was blind, but now I see. You know, people are worried about, you know, Islam or this or that. Listen, God loves Muslims. He wants us to go be the light in their presence. These are people quite often that are looking for God, but they're trying to find someone that's going to say, hey, is there something different than I know? And this Muslim found God through his power of healing blinded eyes, and he made Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. It's a powerful thing.
Just that simple.
We're called, by the way, if you haven't yet chosen to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, you said, you know, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. There's something else. It's called becoming his disciple. He commanded his disciples to go tell everyone, teach everyone everywhere to be his disciples. And he said, people who are my disciples, they know my teachings and they follow my teachings. It's not an analytical thing. It's releasing you into the truth and the power of God so you too can go out and God can use you with signs following, healing blind eyes out, dealing with demonic oppression, you know, laying your hands on the sick and the sick folks recovering, the power and the presence of God, words of knowledge, words of prophecy. I mean, it's amazing what God does. I mean, it's exciting. Kurzweil has nothing on this.
No.
You know, nothing on this. This is the real deal. This is not some figment of somebody's imagination. As a matter of fact, there's another situation where this one lady, Daniel Kalinda is praying for her. Now, she got healed with one eye the night before, but she comes back and she's only has sight in one of her eyes. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Watch what God does. God physically heals her other eye right in front of 20,000 folks. Take a look.
Mama, I heard that you were blind. Is that true?
Mama, on m'a dit que tu es aveugle, c'est vrai?
Si.
Tu es aveugle?
Non, je ne suis pas née aveugle. C'était le 1er mai 2004.
Non, tu étais aveugle, n'est-ce pas?
Non, je ne suis pas née aveugle. Maladie, elle est venue comme ça.
Mais tu as été aveugle, non?
Oui, j'ai été aveugle. Les deux, je ne voyais pas.
She was not born blind, but she was blind. She became blind.
How long were you blind?
Pendant combien d'années?
Pendant combien d'années?
Depuis 2004.
Since 2004.
And now what has happened to you?
Et qu'est-ce qui s'est passé? Qu'est-ce que tu as?
J'ai eu ceinture.
Non, qu'est-ce qui s'est passé aujourd'hui?
Non, c'est hier nuit que Dieu m'a fait ouverture.
Yesterday night, her eyes were open.
And they're perfect now.
Maintenant, tu vois bien?
Oui, je vois.
She can see.
Both eyes.
Tu vois de deux yeux?
Non, ça.
Tu vois de ça seulement? She can see from only one eye.
So now the other eye still needs to be healed.
Donc l'autre œil là doit être guéri aussi.
Okay. Put your hand over the eye that still needs to be healed.
Mets ta main sur l'œil qui ne voit pas.
This one.
Yeah.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Seigneur, au nom de Jésus.
I ask that you would open my sister's eye.
Je prie que tu ouvres l'œil de ma sœur.
Lord, you opened one eye.
Seigneur, l'œil.
Now I pray both eyes.
Ouvre les deux yeux.
I command this right eye to open.
Je donne à cet œil droit de s'ouvrir.
Open. Open. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now, Mama, look at me.
Mama, regarde-le.
Can you see me?
Tu le vois?
How is your right eye? Just one eye.
Only one eye.
The other one still can't see.
L'autre voit pas.
Cover it again. Put your hand over it. Lord, in Jesus' name, I command this eye to open.
Je donne à cet œil de s'ouvrir.
Be healed right now in Jesus' name.
Sois guéri maintenant au nom de Jésus.
2020 vision.
Vois clair au nom de Jésus.
2020 vision in Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus Christ.
Now, Mama, look at me.
Mama, regarde-le.
Look at me.
Regarde-le.
What do you see?
Est-ce que tu le vois?
Oui, 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 oui. Je te vois, je te vois. Oui, oui.
See me now.
Oui.
Tu me vois? Tu me vois?
You see me?
Tu le vois?
Oui, oui, tu es blanc, oui.
You are a white man.
Two eyes.
Vert.
Two eyes.
Deux.
La deux yeux.
Deux.
La deux yeux voient.
Deux.
Both eyes.
La deux yeux voient.
Oui, papa.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's awesome,
Lord.
Is it not? Listen, it's so awesome what happened to Alan, and thank God for Mayo Clinic and the doctors that are helping out. But we have the great physician the great physician that can heal all diseases. Listen, he says, you know, by his stripes, God sent his son to live as we live, yet without sin. And when it came point for us paying the price, he took that price for us. They took a whip and they whipped him. They actually, literally 40 lashes. And just ripped his whole back open. That wasn't just for just some, he said, by his stripes, we are healed. And we have so much for you on the VFN Torch under the Awakening Healing on the Gulf Coast with Art Thomas that we had, the activation manuals that we talk about, and getting on Emmaus Road. If you haven't yet, you got connected, get connected. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you, because you can get on Emmaus Road on a journey that ends with activation so you too can see God be God in the lives of others. Yes, it's great what Mayo Clinic did. It's awesome salvation, but our God also heals blinded eyes. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.